Good morning. Welcome to our Friday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We've been talking and praying this week about a road of sorrow, looking at a section of scripture out of Luke 19, as Jesus entered Jerusalem. As he prepared to do so on what we often call Palm Sunday or the triumphal entry, he pauses to look out over Jerusalem and he weeps. And then we get some context following that information that gives us an idea of what Jesus was weeping about. And we've been talking about that throughout this week. We'll wrap up the broadcast part of the week today. Talk about a sorrow over disrespect. And that'll kind of tie in a little bit. If you follow our prayer guides, that we make available at Deer Run, they're on the Impact Prayer Ministry Facebook page, website. You can find links to that. This entire topic will wrap up tomorrow in the printed prayer guide with a sorrow over a lack of relationship. And so today's topic and tomorrow's really go together. It encompasses the same incident. But today we're primarily focused on the first half of this, and we'll probably talk a little bit about the second half. But Luke 19, 45 says, "Then he," that is Jesus, "entered the temple area and began driving out those who were selling." When we think about disrespect, I think that we're more likely to feel it than to know it. We can feel disrespected by others and at times find ourselves doing the same things to different ones, different people that have caused us to feel disrespect. But as Jesus weeps over Jerusalem, he enters the city and goes into the temple area. Some would say the temple courts. It's commonly thought that this was the court of Gentiles, the area that was set aside for those that were not Jewish to be able to come and be nearer to God than what otherwise was common. And by this time in history, the Jews had made and had turned the marketplace, the temple court, this temple area, into a marketplace. As I mentioned in the sermon Sunday, I don't know the origins of it. Knowing human nature, I would not be surprised if what the beginning was innocent. A way to help people. A certain coin was required for the temple tax. A perfect, spotless sacrifice was necessary. And I tend to think that at the beginning of this was a way for people to have what would be right with God as they went into the temple, as they offered their sacrifices, as they honored God. But as with many things, we may start with good intentions. I don't know if they did or not, but I like to think so. But it isn't long before we lose sight of why we're doing what we're doing, and we realize that, well, we can make a profit off of this. We think of capitalism and the pursuit of gain as being an American thing. It's a human thing. And it's why Jesus has said that the Bible teaches us that the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. It's that pursuit that leads us to do things that disrespect God, that disrespect one another. You think of human slavery and all of its forms throughout history. Primarily about disrespecting people in order to make a profit, in order to make life easier for you. And as Jesus enters this temple area, he sees those that are disrespecting it. He drives them out. And I think sometimes if we try to apply that verse, we like to apply it, at times at least, to the church building. And there have been times throughout church history, American church history, in my lifetime and in my generation, where the application was that nothing could be sold in the church building. You brought in a guest musician. They would not be allowed to sell their music, their CDs, their T-shirts, whatever it was that they had that they were trying to use to make a living. And the foundation of that principle, of that policy, it was generally this incident where Jesus drives out the money changers, those that are buying and selling in the temple court. And so we tend to apply this to a disrespect of the church building. And I think we ought to be respectful of the place where we gather and worship God. Whether it's in a church building, whether it's in a home, whether it's in a picnic area. I think that respectful attitude ought to flow from our respect of God. But there's a difference. At least I think there is. In the days before Jesus, in the days that Jesus lived, the temple was, well, it was identified as the place of God's dwelling. It was where people could hear from God and people could go and have God hear them. And I think Jesus amplifies the context in tomorrow's prayer guide topic that has to do with a sorrow over a lack of relationship. You see, the response of Jesus as he drives out those who have turned this temple area into a marketplace was to remind them that his house was to be a house of prayer, but they have turned it into a den of thieves or robbers. And so this disrespect was not simply a matter of the marketplace, it was the fact that they were cheating the people. But as I think about today's life, living as a Christian, the temple of God, if we want to live in respecting it, well, that's you and that's me. That's our fellow believers. God has said that His temple is no longer a building built out of stone or wood or anything else, but it's built out of the human heart. So that ought to completely change this concept of sorrow over disrespect. It's not only, and it might not even be primarily, a sorrow over the disrespect of a building. But what it ought to be in our life as God's children is a sorrow over the disrespect of people. Our brothers and sisters who have God's Spirit dwelling within them just as we do. And how many times have we turned this temple of God into a marketplace, into a den of thieves? Oh, we may not do that deliberately. We do it out of our selfish nature. We become deceitful in one way or another. We hide the truth that we know because it's not to our benefit. Years ago, in a different ministry that I was in, I had an elder tell me that I was too honest. That things would be easier if I would manipulate the information a little more. And I think sometimes we buy into that because it's such an American way of life that we make the temple of God, the current dwelling of His Spirit, into a den of thieves, a den of robbers, when we ought to be filled with sorrow over the disrespect that we have for the house of God. But even beyond our own disrespect that we have at times by the way we treat this temple of God, is the way that we treat one another. We lie and we gossip and we cheat and we steal from others. And it may not look like what the world says those things are, but we do it. And God's desire is that we would have a sorrow over the disrespect that we cause and that we participate in, a godly sorrow that leads to repentance. I mean, that's the purpose of the sorrow that God wants us to have on this road to resurrection. That's the overlying theme in this week's topic and each week's topic leading up to Easter Sunday. This week was the road of sorrow. And God wants us to walk that road, not so that we're down and discouraged and but so that we're transformed, so that we're resurrected. The sorrow is meant to bring us closer to God, to lead us to a place of repentance and change. And when we have that godly sorrow over the disrespect that exists, whether we're causing it or simply noticing it, when others disrespect a brother or sister in Christ, it ought to create a sorrow in our life that seeks to rectify that and to change it in love and truth and godly correction, but not simply let it slide. And I think so many times we see the disrespect that goes on around us and our first reaction, well, that's just the way they are. They don't mean anything by it. Well, that may well be true, but that doesn't mean that it should be allowed to continue. Because when we begin to disrespect others or to accept the disrespect of others, it isn't long before we participate in it. And when we learn to respect the temple of God, we learn to respect one another. We learn to respect the dwelling that God has here on earth. A dwelling not made with human hands, but made by the blood of Jesus. A dwelling that's been cleansed by His blood. Today, as we live life, whether you feel disrespected by others or whether you notice others being disrespected, whether you notice yourself involved in it or not, it's my prayer that every one of us would be filled with this godly sorrow over the disrespect of the temple of God, His people. And that we would be transformed, that we would be on that road to resurrection, to living that new life as this godly sorrow over disrespect changes us and aligns us more and more with Jesus. Just spend some time today praying with me. Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to yourself. Your love has instructed us and given us what we need for righteousness, for transformation, to live this resurrected life. And God, today I pray that you would help us to have this same sorrow that Jesus had over the disrespect of your dwelling. And that we would notice and realize that that no longer is simply a building. May we have the proper respect for the places of worship that we gather in. But not so much because of the building being special, but because the people gathering are special. And may that respect that we have as we gather be a respect that is carried out in our life throughout the week. As we notice people and individuals being disrespected by others, may that give us that same sense of sorrow. May we see the value that each believer has as a part of your dwelling here on earth. And whether we think they deserve it or not, may the respect that we give to them be one that matches and acknowledges your very presence. Father, may we live as those that respect you, that honor you, that have surrendered fully to you, that have given ourselves as a living sacrifice. And Father, when that sacrifice calls for us to respect those that we may not even like, may this sorrow over disrespect lead us to an action that not only transforms our relationship with you, but transforms our relationship with them. May we value one another, not based on human standards or criteria, but based on their being a valuable person in your eyes, as based on their being part of that temple of the living God. Father, today may we have sorrow over the disrespect that we've shown to others. A sorrow that leads us to change, a sorrow that leads us to reject that flesh attitude of disrespect. a sorrow that leads us to a greater respect of one another, a greater respect of your word, a greater respect of your commands and instructions. And Father, as we live with the respect that we ought to have, may it help us to represent Jesus in a better way, in a more accurate way, in a fuller way that impacts the lives of those that we interact with, that those that we come in contact with, that those that are watching us that we may not even be aware of. And Father, may this sorrow over disrespect lead us to be more diligent and more accurate in the way that we lift up Jesus, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Friday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.